please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about American values. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking this. Today I found a lot of bullshit about women, fucking shit that's happening everywhere. But what really got my fucking nuts in a fucking bunch were fucking the shit that's happened here in America. But he's saying, what do you mean? Well, how much time do you have, friends? Well, let's look at this little thing. Yes, friends, look at this lovely piece of ass. She works in the government. Yes, friends, she's trying to fucking be a sweet little fucking politician. But no, this bitch is a whore. Yes, I got receipts. Yes, friends, this chick is just a gold-digging fucking whore. She's in the politics, but she's fucking grifting fucking, I'm assuming, this fucking dude. But that's what he gets for being a fucking faggot. Look what he does. He pays her rent, pays her fucking bills, and he wants to marry this fucking bitch. Why? She's just gonna bleed you dry. Is because you love that fucking hot Latina pussy? Yes, that Latin fucking blood is so tasty. But when they go crazy, holy shit, take it from a fucking Latin guy, they're fucking batshit crazy, so enjoy. Yes, friends, don't be falling for this shit. Yeah, you still want these fucking minorities as fucking your mates. Why not, right? I actually have this one fucking white chick that she wants to get into my pants, and she's pretty, so... Yeah, do you want to mess with this fucking wetback? Go ahead, it's your funeral. But we're not talking about women in this fucking video. No, we're talking about American values and all the woke bullshit. You want to see what I mean? I got a clip of fucking that douche fucking Patel talking about what the Southern Poverty Law Center or whatever those faggots are doing. Yes, let's bring up that clip.
We're here today is to announce what the general just told you. The Southern Poverty Law Center, in a massive, sweeping indictment, has been charged with allegations of fraud and using the banking system to perpetrate that fraud.
Fraud, you say? I think these guys were supposed to protect people from racism and all this other bullshit. But no, it looks like these guys are stoking the flames of racism. Yes, just for money. Why not, right? I'm sure this has been formed by the Jews, so... anyways, let's continue.
I just want to talk about a couple of brief things here. The Southern Poverty Law Center themselves advertise to raise money to dismantle violent extremist groups.
Oh, so they were supposed to dismantle violent fucking racist groups or something like that. Oh, is it working, huh? Yes, it's still people talking shit about fucking minorities or fucking whatever, right? But I think the fucking people are talking shit against these people are people that have eyes in their fucking heads, right? Yeah, it's taking a fucking wetback like me to tell you fucking that all these people are racist against you. Against white people. Yeah, ain't that fucking stupid? But whatever, right? You fall for this stupid shit saying, oh, white people are the racist people. No, everybody's fucking racist to an extent. Look at me, I'm a fucking wetback. My fucking descendants from Mexico. And I'm talking fucking shit. So, yeah, friends, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
For a period of at least a decade. They use their donor network to raise money to purportedly dismantle violent extremist groups.
Yeah, all that fucking bullshit, all the fucking grifting that you do is they don't have to get a fucking real fucking job. You fucking worthless ass motherfuckers. Go fuck yourself, in my opinion, but let's continue.
However, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, used the money they raise from their donor network to actually pay the leadership of these very groups.
Oh, so these fucking retards are paying all these neo-Nazis, KKKs, and fucking all this shit just so they could turn around and start talking shit to you and start calling you a fucking Jew, a kike, or a nigger, or whatever the fuck is the person at the time? Yeah, why don't you pay me fucking money so I could call you a fucking Jew or a nigger or whatever? I'll do it. Hell, I do it for fucking free, just for the love of the game. Anyways, let's continue.
I just want to say that again. They use the fraudulently raised money by lying to their donor network, thousands of Americans, to go ahead and actually pay the leadership of these supposed violent extremist group.
Yes, they steal money from stupid, unwitting fucking Americans. Yes, average Americans are fucking stupid. They don't know what the fuck they're voting for. They just say, oh, look, this guy is talking shit about niggers. Give me money. Yeah, that's fucking smart. You're fucking stupid. You give money just because someone says all this shit. What's wrong with hating people? Yeah, I hate people all the fucking time. For different fucking reasons. Yes, and there's people they fucking hate me because they do some fucked up things. Yes, if you hate on me, guess what? I'm gonna hate on you back. So, fuck you. Stop giving your money to stupid retards. If you have so much fucking money that's fucking burning a hole in your fucking pocket, give it to me, goddammit. I think I could do way better shit than you. Just saying.
The groups, as the general laid out, include the Ku Klux Klan, the United Klans of America, Unite to Right, National Alliance, the National Socialist Movement, the Aryan Nation Motorcycle Club, and the National Socialist Party of America, and also the American Front.
Yeah, these motherfuckers were talking to everybody. They wanted to cover all their racist bases, huh? Yeah, they used all these fucking people so they could talk shit against you. All the minorities, all the fucking weenies that suck ass in life. So they turn around and they could fucking grift money out of the American people. Yes, they use your kindness as a weapon so you could give them money and they could fuck you in the ass. Yes, friends, you're your own worst enemy. Enjoy.
In at least one of these matters, our investigation revealed that funds were used to facilitate the commission of further state and federal offenses, totaling over $3 million.
That's a lot of fucking money. So they fuck you with it, huh? That's so funny. Oh, on a side note, look at this fucking Pajit. Yeah, I think he's part Jewish. Look at his fucking nose. He has a big bulbous nose. Yes, well, you know how much fucking India sucks off fucking Jews. Yeah, they love fucking symphony. Israel, fucking idiots. I love you, Israeli woman. I love you. Let's get married. Fucking Pajit, you're stupid. But whatever, let's continue.
Furthermore, our investigation revealed that the Southern Poverty Law Center, on top of perpetuating this widespread, decade-long, multi-million dollar fraud, conducted more criminal activity.
Yeah, these motherfuckers thought in the beginning because it's about racism, they could get away with it. But yeah, all these fucking years has passed, now their fucking past is caught up to them. Yay! Just like a fucking woman. Enjoy!
They attempted to hide their criminal activity from our financial banking network. They set up shell companies and entities around America so that the financial institutions that we rely on as everyday Americans were deceived in believing that money was not coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center in the perpetration of this scheme and fraud, but rather fictitious entities they stood up to perpetuate.
Yes, these motherfuckers think that the average American are fucking dumbass motherfuckers. And you know what? They're right. Until one day someone with a fucking half a brain comes along and actually looks. And that's what happened. So yeah, your fucking grift comes to an end. And if these guys actually are doing their job like they're supposed to, these people will go to prison. But, you know, today's the age of fucking grifting, so these motherfuckers are gonna steal the treasury and run out like fucking bandits. And guess who's holding the fucking bag? Us, the American people. But nobody gives a fuck because Vic gives a fuck because fucking it's a faithless fucking person. No, it's not. It's you and me, you dumbasses. Fucking use your brain. But whatever. Let's continue.
This ongoing fraud. I can't afford the banana. This is a serious and egregious violation of a group that purported to dismantle violent extremist groups, but in turn actually only fueled the hatred. This is an important case brought by the president, by President Trump's administration.
Well, hopefully things get done. In case you didn't know, Donald Trump is compromised. By who? Oh, sorry, I had something stuck in my throat. But yeah, it's really fucked up. Hey, on a good note, fucking Pajit, you're actually a good fucking dresser. I like your tie. Hey, I could give compliments too. I'm not a fucking complete asshole, you know. Anyways, let's continue.
We're thankful to the president for his leadership and funding of not just the FBI and DOJ, but his commitment to go out there and wipe out fraud and conspiracy and waste and abuse wherever it occurs.
Oh, yeah? What about the Learing Center? Did you forget about that fraud in Minnesota? Did you forget about that fucking Tim douchebag? Yeah, you almost became fucking vice president if you freaking forgot, jerk off. Yeah, you do anything about that? Or is it more bullshit? Yeah, you say, look at this hand. Don't pay attention to this other hand. Huh? Is it that type of shit? Okay, whatever. Let's continue.
Including the Southern Poverty Law Center. Even though this money was made to appear to be coming from legitimate people and legitimate entities, we at the FBI, with our great partners at the Department of Justice and in the state of Alabama, were...
Oh yeah, there's a song called Alabama Nigga. Oh yes, fun times indeed.
Able to comb through a decade worth of material, a scheme that took a decade to build, so that we were able to follow the money, because money never lies.
Yes, friends, money never lies, but you sure could use money to do a lot of fucked up things, right? Just saying.
And they got caught. As the Attorney General said, these charges are varying, they are widespread and wide-ranging, and this investigation is very much ongoing. Today we're here to announce the charges of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Gee, friends, you know what I think? Because people are here fucking doing this kind of massive fraud, and they're destroying people's lives in fucking the thousands. Yes, these people should be executed when they're found guilty of doing this shit. Why? Because it's fucking extreme. These people are doing some really fucked up things. So, you know, extreme measures. Yes, friends, but what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid-ass wetback that doesn't know shit. I apparently have Down syndrome, but I'm not the one that's stealing money from fucking hard-working Americans, am I? No, I'm just right here shaking my ass, but whatever, let's continue.
And this investigation and the individuals who are responsible will be brought to justice. Thank you, General.
I hope you're right, you stupid Pajit, but something tells me these motherfuckers are gonna keep on doing their fucking bullshit. Yeah, the United States is just fucking cooked. We have no fucking hope. Everything's fucking trash. Yes, we got fucking stupid people doing fucking stupid fucked up shit. But nobody fucking does things because people are just fucking weak. Yes, we're just fucking a country of weak ass people. But don't worry, this shit's gonna go fucking bye bye because weakness is gonna be going gonzo. Oh yes, friends, if you're not fucking strong, you're gonna die. And that's what happens to weak ass bitches. You're gonna die. And good riddance, because we need fucking real fucking men. Men that actually do their shit and don't let these fucking assholes do whatever the fuck they want. Fuck losers. These people do whatever the fuck they want, and we can't allow them. Yes, friends, I think this fucking year shit's gonna be fucking falling apart, and we're gonna have to fucking clean it up. Why? Because no one else is gonna do it, so yes. Why should all these people get all the cash and prizes? We need to fucking do our fucking thing, but it's not the time yet. But don't worry, it will be, and we get to be awesome. So you fucking move on forward, be awesome, and fuck these people. Yes, we will win in the end. Just have faith, okay? I'll talk to you guys later, and you be awesome. Goodbye.